Mary Hayes is with the Fond du Lac County Board of Supervisors. She represents District 24. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Bob.
Recently, you held a listening session about a proposed new jail, possibly a new justice center. You were telling me at one time that you had a pretty good attendance for that, I guess, right?
Yes, the room was filled, and I know it was over 100 people, and I'm really happy to report that all of those people stayed through the entire 2 hours. In my experience, Bob, it was an extraordinary experience because people came with questions. People came to state information that they had, and then we had a very, very reasoned discussion.
Did you separate fact from fiction when it comes to all these proposed costs that are being tossed about?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the fiction is. For me, the facts are a chart that was presented to the ad hoc jail committee, as well as the county board in a meeting in February of 2025. So I'm not quite sure what the fictional numbers are. To me, those are the only factual numbers we have. They were presented to us by the consultant that we hired to give us that specific information.
So what are the real numbers, or what are we hearing for the real numbers then?
Well, the only real number we have for the Justice Center project, which is the jail out at the location next to the highway garage, is $400 million. It's actually, the estimate is $392 million, but I think it's adequate to round that up to $400 million. The other estimates given to us on that chart are for if we were just to do the jail at that site without and then also for remodeling at the downtown site. And all of those other estimates are close to $300 million. I believe they're like $260 million. So every one of those estimates is a very large number.
How much of an impact are we looking at for the taxpayers? Are they talking about paying for this over 20 years, 30 years?
Bob, by law, a county in Wisconsin can only bond for 20 years. And it used to be that a county could only bond out for 10 years, but the state legislature changed that law in 2024. So we are restricted to the time period by state law. Now, if the county were to do a $400 million project, for every year of 20 years, the payment is about $17 million a year. So it's a huge amount of money. Our county levy, I believe, is $52 million, $53 million. So you can see that that's just an unimaginably large amount. Mm-hmm. What it would do to the levy is add $1.61 per $1,000 of property value. And Fond du Lac County already has a higher per $1,000 rate than any of our surrounding counties, with the exception of Green Lake County. So we're already higher than everybody else. And putting that number on would move us significantly higher. Now, I've talked about these numbers a lot, and I talked about them at the December 2025 Fond du Lac County Board meeting. And at that, I also showed a $200 million number. And even at that number, we're going to be significantly higher than all of our surrounding counties.
Mary, what would it cost just to build across the street from the current jail?
Well, that's what's kind of confusing, because we were given an estimate for that kind of rebuild. And it, like I said, it was over $200 million. Now, I will add that these estimates are done by the consultant, and he said they are at $1,000 a square foot for the construction. We can look at projects that are already under bid and have a better estimate. And for that, I looked at Portage County, which is in the same kind of process, but they're much further along. And Portage County is building a jail off-site, and it's going to hold 196 people. Now, we're looking at double that number of beds. And their project is going to be $160 million for the jail building. But then they're also remodeling downtown their court building. And if we do our jail on Scott Road, we will also need to do remodeling in the court building because you have to bring people in securely. And so I think that's a really good place for us to look for a really well thought out. And so the estimate for their total project is $215 million.
Okay. So people should scrutinize what they're hearing then.
Yes, and I want to point one other thing out, Bob, because one of the metrics that that you look at for a county in terms of their debt is the amount of debt that they have per capita. And that's the amount of debt they have for every person that lives in the county. Currently, we are at about $600, I believe it is. Maybe it's 60. I'm sorry, I'm not hitting the right where we are at the moment, but we are at about 10%. So if we decided to do the $400 million project, we would be at just over $4,600 for each person. And currently, the highest county in Wisconsin is at $2,400. If we choose to do something that's $200 million, we would be at about $3,300 per person. So we will still be the highest in the state. And to me, that's an extraordinary number. And to put that kind of debt on our people for the next 20 years really causes me to pause and want to ask questions and look at alternatives, because I feel that will have an incredibly large effect on our economy for the county and all of the citizens living here who have to pay that bill.
Mary, I got to wrap this conversation up pretty quickly here, but I thought I saw somewhere that there was going to be another listening session in Campbellsport on the 29th. Do you know anything about that?
Like you, Bob, I just saw the report about the listening session, and I believe it's Supervisors Depperman and Dornbrook who are holding that at the Campbellsport Public Library. And I also want to tell you, Bob, that I think I will probably be doing another listening session as well. We have information coming in on the RFPs. There's two RFPs out, mm-hmm. or an RFP out to do two designs. And I really would like to have some input from the public when that information comes back, which there will be a meeting of the county exec committee to go over those. And then we will be voting on those, I'm told, at the February County Board meeting.
Well, it's pretty quick. All right. Well, we'll have to have you back, if that's okay.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate all the work you do for our communities.
Thank you, Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye now. That is Mary Hayes, who is a supervisor on the Fond du Lac County Board. She represents District 24. We appreciate her joining us this morning.